What do you know? Banned on Instagram again. And literally all I was doing was posting fitness pictures. I have been going through a journey over here and like a body, I don't know, recomposition, a cleanse, a detox, like all of the things. I put down the juice, of course. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I have been lifting. I have been doing a lot of walking. I have been taking all of the right supplements. I have absolutely the most natural path to this body recomposition, and it's going really well. And I'm going to lay out my formula for everybody, but before I do that, obviously, I want to make sure that it's working for me. And after 110 days doing this, yeah, it's working. I feel better. I have more energy. All of the things. I show up for my kids better. I think clearer, meaning that I show up for you a whole lot better every day. And even when I was drinking, like my discernment meter would just go off the charts. It's just God-given. All glory to God Almighty. I've always had that, but now it's just even more. Nobody's running any bullshit on me over here, I can tell you that. But anyways, nothing but fitness pictures and progress photos to this new Instagram account and bang, banned. It's a poison for these people. The truth is poison. And that just tells you, by the way, that obesity is Jewish as well. The whole psyop about fat acceptance that you see on the TV and the media and in Hollywood. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. Look at her curvaceous. No, she's a fat and she needs to stop eating at McDonald's, okay? Let's just be honest here. It's not offensive to tell the truth. If it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. You'll have to go and deal with them. That's not my problem. So yeah, I mean, there's Instagram, there's Facebook. I'm permanently banned from there after NBC News did this big special on Stu Peters and how I'm a dangerous individual. There's a lot of social media platforms out there that claim to support free speech and oppose the censorship of information or opinions or news. But in practice, of course, they do nothing of the sort. It's inverse. They do the opposite of that while gaslighting you and telling you, oh, we're the bastion of free speech. Now, most of these so-called free speech platforms, in one way or another, have a political aspect to them. And they've been set up to platform independent journalism, unpopular opinions, things that go against the grain, go against the official narrative and the approved set of talking points so that, you know, when you turn on your TV, for example, the Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whichever one of these corporate media big box networks you like. But of course, just like I mentioned, as these so-called free speech sites have come to the surface, we have found out over and over and over again that, of course, they're not supporting free speech. If sites like Getter, which has repeatedly banned Nick Fuentes. Truth Social, despite being owned and operated by Donald Trump, has censored his own supporters. And in the upper echelons of this, of course, you have X. Since Elon Musk took over, X was supposed to be some kind of free speech zone. But instead, it's turned into an ADL pet project. Elon Musk is censoring people like me, actively stealing money from paying customers that he doesn't agree with, or who his paymasters over there on Rothschild Boulevard don't agree with. People like me who are over the target. So to say the least, this censorship issue is not some isolated incident, and it's not confined to left-wing, big tech, Silicon Valley types, okay? And now it seems that we can add the video sharing platform Brighteon to that list of platforms that claim to be for free speech, but instead censor their users and censor their creators, because all over at Brighteon, they're censoring everyone who doesn't go along with the official Holocaust narrative. Imagine that. So if you want to get on your Brighteon account and post a video talking about anything other than the 6 million victimized Jews who were shoved into cattle cars and tossed into gas chambers with wooden doors, turned into lampshades and bars of soap, well, then you're not welcome on that platform. And that's the experience of our good friend and next guest, Victor Hugo, an independent journalist who's having his work removed right now from Brighteon websites because of an interview that he published with an independent researcher who questions the official Holocaust narrative. Just like big tech, just like Silicon Valley, these people are not supporting free speech. They're supporting mind control, a completely fake version of history that's led to the deaths of millions of people over the past 80 years. And everyone who's censoring the truth is complicit in that, including the Trump administration, which is getting behind all of this 100%. These conservative and free speech platforms are just following the example of Daddy Trump, who right now is rounding up critics and questioners of Israel to throw them into jail and have them kicked out of the country. So what are his internet sycophants doing? The digital version of the very same thing. Free speech is dangerous to the cabal. Why? Because free speech challenges the narratives that they have set for humanity, which is exactly why we will never stop telling the truth. We will never stop digging. Neither will Victor Hugo, who has been basically censored and stricken from the internet. But he's not going to be censored here on the Stu Peters Network. And to that end, he joins us now. Victor, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Thank you, Stu, for actually being someone who stands by their word. In this world full of lies, reputation is wealth. And I can say that your reputation, at least with me, is solid, because these people like Mike Adams, who I've been on his show and I respect him, but I was shocked to find out that Brighteon took down the video that I did interviewing Monica Schaefer, a Canadian who was arrested in Germany for posting a video of a song that she made for her mother when she found out what you just described, the Holocaust hoax. We're not saying that the Holocaust didn't happen. We're just saying that the narrative that they're giving us has been disproved. And it wasn't 6 million Jews. And even when you go to Auschwitz, that last chamber that they take you into, even the Jews admit that that was built afterwards with
the Soviets, nonetheless.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a narrative. People, I don't know if you've seen that video on CBS News 60 Minutes when the Mossad guy comes on and he says, "We control the corporations. We are the directors. We are the scriptwriters. We have the actors. And we are the producers. You're watching a movie." So, yeah, a lot of people don't believe that this is the reality. They feed you this reality. But in reality, like I'm saying, Brighteon, which is supposed to be free speech, I contacted his producer. I sent her the information. Then I forwarded it to you. And I said, "Hey, listen, you know, what's going on? Is there a mistake? Do you have someone on the inside who's that, or is the AI that they use tagging any video that goes counter the Holocaust narrative?" And I never heard back from her. She didn't respond. And I asked Mike Adams to come on the show to explain this to his people. Again, it makes me sad because a lot of people...
Did Mike get back to you? Did Mike Adams get back to you when you invited him on the program?
No, he hasn't gotten back to me. And I let him know that I CC'd you on this and that I was going to be speaking to you about this. So I actually wanted Mike Adams to speak to me first so that he can give me the explanation of what happened. And I haven't heard back from him or from his producers. So that's concerning, because the thing is, I just happened to catch that. Had I not caught it, because I upload a lot of videos every day, and the last place I expect to be censored on is...
People are just unwilling to take risk, Victor, to be with the truth. The truth is risky. We can see that. The truth will get you banned. I just mentioned Instagram. I can't even post a picture of my chest, okay? It'll get you kicked off of Instagram. You'll lose your blue check mark on Twitter. Everybody knows that. Are you going to keep going with the truth or not? What are you willing to risk? Are you going to put your balls on the table or aren't you? Are you a coward? Are you really going to work for team genocide, team child pedophiles and rapists and traffickers and organ harvesters? Are you really going to censor yourself and your own network and everything that you built based on the fact that you said that you were going to tell the truth and then cower and hide the truth? Is that really what he's going to do? These people are cowards.
I'll tell you, it's not just him. I had a radio show that I invited you on. I was on Revolution Radio, which is supposed to be listener-supported free speech radio. It turns out they have...
It's a pretty good thing you didn't invite me on that thing and that I didn't accept the invitation, isn't it? I would have never been allowed on that thing.
I'll tell you what, I found out firsthand live on the radio with my guest, Stephen Kelly, who came on to expose the Getty tunnels during the LA fires, which just happened to be across from, of course, you guessed it, a Jewish center. And as I had him live on the show with me, the radio manager got on and said, "Hey, listen, this guy is banned from this station. You can get him off or your show's off." This was live, as if your producers come on while you have me on, and they're like, "Hey, Victor Hugo's not allowed on here, Stu. Either you kick Victor Hugo off, or you lose your show." So I couldn't believe that this was happening in real time. Again, this is Revolution Radio, which touts itself as free speech, listener-supported radio. So they're basically conning their viewers, because their viewers are paying them to hear free speech, and they're not getting it.
Well, I'm
And I
being
was
pummeled, by the way,
dismissed.
on Rumble, the free speech platform. And I don't know. I haven't reached out to Chris on this yet, but I'm noticing. I mean, and it doesn't take much. I mean, we're down like, what, 9 million views in a month? I mean, that's insane. And when we used to have 6, 7, 8,000 people at minimum watching a live broadcast, at the beginning of last night's broadcast, I saw that there were 900 people on. That's an exponential decline. So obviously I'm being throttled everywhere. But guess what? It could be because, also I did the caveat here. It could be because we're also streaming at Stu Peters Net on X. And so some people may be watching there. The fact is, it's really easy and convenient for people to turn on the Fox News channel, right? Everybody's got a television in their living room. And I've said it before, if you have a television in your living room, you're basically inviting a Jew into your house. If you use AI, you're inviting a Jew to control your brain. But it's really easy to flip the remote on and turn on whatever these Jews want to bring you from Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv and shove in front of you and tell you who to vote for, what to eat, how to get fat, how to not fight back, cheer on Trump, cheer on Elon, all these other things. It's not so easy to find platforms like this. You have to have a Rumble account, or you have to be, a subscriber on X, and then you have to come and find me, which is difficult to do because I don't have a blue check mark anymore. And so they're really trying to choke it out. But the more they do that, it seems, the more viral segments go from this show on the platforms as people clip them up and send them out. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for them. They can try to hide from the truth. But I don't think Mike at Brighteon, Mike Adams, the health ranger, I don't think that he or the Fox News channel or any of them are going to be able to hide from the truth for very long, because it's coming out and millions and millions and millions of people are starting to accept it. And they're waking up to the point where, like our former guest, Matt Baker, said, "I don't even support Trump anymore." These were diehard Trump supporters who now are recognizing, maybe not as far as I have. I think this is the most anti-American administration that I've seen in my lifetime. But, he won't say that. He won't go that far. But he's like, "Yeah, I don't appreciate all this Jew worship and all this Israel stuff and all this," like, basically signing off on the genocide of hundreds of thousands of innocent children as he's re-allowed Israel to go in there and bomb it out of Gaza and the West Bank and expand into Lebanon and Syria and then, of course, into Iran. World War III is baked in. So that truth, and about the Holocaust, which, by the way, I have the Holocaust Encyclopedia sitting right here on my desk. I read it almost every day. You wouldn't believe the wealth of information there. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. People are just cowards, Victor. They're just cowards.
I don't know if it's just cowardice. I think it's also greed. These people are selling their sole currency for the Babylonian magic trick, these shekels.
And they're doing
that
it really
have.
Cheap, aren't they?
Yeah, and they don't realize that the whole bank system is about to collapse. What nobody's talking about is all those empty buildings, offices, retail spaces. That's going to cause the banks to implode, and it's going to happen really soon. So nobody's talking about this. The banks are teetering on the edge. There were over 165 bank locations that closed, I think, last month. So one of the things too I'm noticing is the people that watch our shows, Stu, and it seems like we share a common audience, they contact me on Rumble. They say that they're not allowed to like the videos. They say that they're subscribed, but then they become unsubscribed. The same thing on BitChute. I reached out to Ray.
Yeah, BitChute is the same. Rumble is the same. Twitter is the same. X, whatever it is. Every platform, really, except for Gab. And there's a lot to be desired with the functionality of that platform. I really do like Andrew Torba. I'm actually looking into Gab Pay for my payment processing at this point. And so I've seen a lot of things that I like from there. But yeah, no, you're right. I mean, every platform, there's some sort of censorship with people being removed and they can't like things, comment, they're, unsubscribed automatically. And I've had the same problem on Rumble as you're talking about now.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them your hard-earned money. But there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
AirWaterHealing.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding, AirWaterHealing.com has solutions for every scenario at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's airwaterhealing.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to airwaterhealing.com.
I'd like to see, STU, if you and I could work together. I'd like to become part of the STU Peters Network. I have whistleblowers coming to me with information. For example, I'm going to be interviewing Ken O'Keefe tomorrow. He rarely does interviews, but he listens to my show. He knows I'm not a shill. I'm not supported by any sponsors other than the people that watch my show. So I'd love to be able to be on a free speech platform like yours and actually share the breaking news. For example, I just broke the news about Alex Jones with the Sandy Hook case fraud, and that's thrown a wrench into the bankruptcy. You notice he's not talking about that anymore, but nobody's covering that. It turns out that there's allegations that both Jim Fetzer and Alex Jones threw the Sandy Hook trials on purpose so that journalists would be afraid of covering the false flag event. And with that $2.4 trillion
that's a pretty tall allegation.
Yeah, but apparently there's evidence to back it up. And that's why the whole bankruptcy case right now has been stuck. It was supposed to go into the state courts because of this. And I had the attorney who is filing this case for the American people, Nguyen Young, and I interviewed him, I vetted him, and he's got the goods, man. It turns out this is the real deal. So these are the kind of people that are coming on my show because they're saying that they can't get any other platforms to listen to them. So I've invited Alex Jones to speak about this, which is a real serious situation. Because the thing is, if Alex Jones, who never names the Jew, it's always the globalists, it's always the Chaicoms, it's always the deep state, it's always the Zionists, it's never the Jew. He even blames the Christians and the Roman Catholics without realizing that the NGOs at the top are the Hebrew HIAS, and they pay the Catholics and the other Christian organizations. I call them satanic Christians.
But, yeah, he knows all this. It's intentional gatekeeping at this point.
And so I asked Mike Adams, I said, listen, do you want to comment on this? Because not only are you censoring anything that goes against the Holocaust narrative, but now you're directly connected to Alex Jones. Don't you want to know what's going on with this Alex Jones case and allegations that he took a fall on this case? So yeah, these are things that not only go against the First Amendment, but also the Second Amendment, Stu, because that Sandy Hook was to be able to take away the weapons. And what makes that case so interesting is that it goes all the way up to Obama, and a special counsel would have to be put in. Pam Bondi, who still hasn't released the Epstein files, she needs to put a special counsel in there because this was done before the Smith-Mundt Act was repealed. So that's why this thing gets pretty hairy here. Obama used the fake news media outlets to scare parents all over the United States, thinking that people were shooting up schools. And it turns out that that was not the case. So anyway, that's one of the stories that I'm breaking. And then the other thing is this whole Jeffrey Epstein case. Nobody's looking into Acosta, who was the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal. And nobody's looking into Judge Donald W. Heffiel, who essentially started off my career as a modern art gonzo journalist when I realized through the law firm of Alexander Condi and Aaron R. Cohen that there was a legal mafia in the state of Florida, a death penalty state, where the head of the Bar Association, entrusted with the efficacy of people in a death penalty state, he answered to nobody. He was like the supreme leader of Iran. So anyway, it turns out that Judge Donald Tafil still hasn't released the information from the 2006 investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. So these guys are all, the judges are pedophile enablers. And it's just, it's really weird how the people of the United States are more offended by people like you and me, Stu, who are telling the truth and daring to tell the truth, than they are about the fact that as taxpayers, they're enabling this pedophilia. And one other thing that you mentioned about that Tufts student, I don't know if you saw the video, but there were six masked people in unmarked cars that grabbed this girl and threw her into a vehicle. That looked like a hostage situation that's going on in the United States.
This was a PhD student, from what I understand.
Yeah. Meanwhile, nobody on the Epstein list is getting arrested. So where are the priorities of Donald Trump?
Well, look, I mean, they can put these very unsympathetic people on and people will cheer it on. OK, I mean, look, I'm a full stop immigration moratorium guy. I don't think anybody else should be here. So if these people getting deported, it doesn't necessarily make me sad. But the reason why it's happening is a precursor to what's going to happen to those of us who rightfully belong here in our country that our ancestors founded and shed blood for and died for. And this is an indication of where things are going. There's a reason why the Federal Bureau of Investigation has set up an anti-Semitism task force, and it is not to go for some one-off immigrant PhD student. It's not to go for some Mahmoud Khalil guy that's very unsympathetic to a lot of people. And the reason why he is unsympathetic to a lot of people, of course, is because he is a Muslim, and all of these sand are the ones that we were supposed to hate after 9/11 because, you know, some towelhead guy with a low IQ goat herder staff in some cave in Afghanistan whipped up this whole two planes taking down three buildings theory that the, you know, government has pushed at us forever. We spent 20 years in Afghanistan. Of course, everybody knows the whole story. But that's why they use these Muslims, because people are more readily able to accept the fact these people are being deported for hating Jews. And then, of course, they use the Jewish-funded, Rothschild-funded, you know, Vanguard State Street media to put it on the TV that's easily accessible, as I mentioned just earlier, for people to come in. And even if it's just on in the background, they're just hearing this constant Fox News regurgitation of, you know, lies, essentially, that lead them to believe that, you know, Daddy Trump is doing a great job and Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, they're our greatest allies and these are God's chosen people. And let's cheer on Dan Bongino and let's cheer on, you know, Pete Hegseth and let's go bomb the shit out of these people and build Gaza Lago. And it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to be so wonderful because Gaza Lago built atop the bones of dead children, it makes America great again.
Well, that's what the brainwashed United Slaves of Israel think. But when the people outside of the United States, like I am, I have a view of my country, which I love, through the looking glass. But I could tell you that when people outside of the U.S. see Americans walking towards them, what they hear is, dun, 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 dun. Hi, we're here to bring you LGBTQ. And the rest of the world is like, what? We don't want that. Get out of here with that. They know who's pulling the strings over there in the United States. They know it's Bibi Netanyahu. They know that the United States is the of Israel. And the rest of the world is waking up. They're starting to notice. I don't know if you've noticed this, Stu, but people are writing, it's the Jews, on currency from the United Kingdom to Mexico to the Maldives and even in Australia. So people are fighting back in a peaceful way and, you know, writing It's the Jews at least opens up the conversation.
I saw It's the Jews on a train car that went by the other day, which I thought was actually kind of appropriate. They weren't talking about the contents of the boxcar, by the way, just to be clear.
Yeah. But it's we have to open up this conversation because people are noticing, but people are afraid to discuss this. And thank you for bringing this to the attention of the people and even to Mike Adams, because you can't claim to have a free speech platform. And then
Look, I'm not here to trash Mike Adams. I think it was a trashy thing to do. Did your guest, by the way, incite any violence or do anything illegal on the program?
No, Monica Schiffer just gave her story. She went to Germany. They arrested her because she made this video. Because what happened was, as a child, she was programmed to believe all the narrative of
I'm
the
over
Holocaust.
Time. I'm over time, Victor. I got to get out of here. But
yeah.
I just want to.
Gotcha.
The final point I want to make here. I'm not here to trash Mike Adams.
Okay. Neither am I.
And Mike and I have had, believe me, we've butted heads in the past, and I always win and I always will. But, you know, he's apologized, and I've kind of come back into, you know, talking with Mike, I don't know, six months ago or something like that. I don't know. But if this is actually happening, Mike, what I'm trying to do here is encourage behavior change. You know, you've got a good behavior. You've got to change to good behavior. And that's what I'm trying to inspire here. Don't censor people and don't kick people off of your platform. That's Jewish.
Yeah, he's welcome on my show to explain what happened, because that was very, very strange. And it's just strange.
He can come
that
here and explain
he didn't
it as well.
Respond.
I'll gladly give him the platform.
Yeah. Thank you, Stu.
I mean, we need and as many alternative media.
Keep in contact with me.
I will definitely do that. We need as many alternative media outlets as we could possibly get. And so if Brighteon, which isn't huge, it's no Rumble or it's no Twitter or anything like that, but it's a platform. I mean, we have appreciated being on Brighteon in the past. I think I met Mike Adams for the first time in an event with Christopher Key, who a lot of you know, with Vaccine Police down in Florida. And so, you know, I mean, obviously we had high hopes for all of that. We wanted, you know, for Brighteon to be a rising star, a bastion of free speech. And if it's going the opposite direction, we don't like to see that. So, Mike, I'm just encouraging you, a behavior change, a little better behavior. Stop simping for these Jews. Let's go. So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services, and of course we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to big pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting Z-Sac nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.